This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for February 10th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Chris Haymeyer is merging his firm, Haymeyer LLC, with Nortide, creating Haymeyer Nortide AG. The new firm of crypto market makers will unite to attempt to deliver better prices and services to clients and counterparties. FIA's president and CEO Walt Lucan has penned a letter to President Biden titled FIA Letter to President Biden Highlights Priorities and Opportunities. Nice to see Walt so productive in the laundry room. Last summer, Quaker Oats announced they would be changing the name of their Aunt Jemima brand. The new name is the Pearl Milling Company. OST and Evenbreak have announced a partnership to promote employment equity for disabled workers. OST deserves a nice pat on the back for this effort. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. We have had 123 donations and just over $30,000 given to the campaign, including a couple of donations given outside the GoFundMe app. Sometime today, Markets Wiki will pass the 200 million page mark view. You can see the page view counter right on the front of the site. The New York Stock Exchange president, Stacey Cunningham, has an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal titled, "The NYSE Isn't Moving Yet," about the threat from the revived transaction tax on stocks. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Again, we have an announcement from Eurex about Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. Eurex invites you to join the virtual edition of Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. It will take place on the 23rd and 24th of March 2021, covering European and U.S. time zones. The European Forum Frankfurt 2021 will be held as a virtual edition with thought leadership insights, industry debates, keynote speeches, and virtual networking opportunities. The Derivative Forum is the leading European event focused on trading and clearing for derivatives and securities financing across asset classes. Eurex looks forward to welcoming you on March 23rd. Here's the press release from Haymeyer. Haymeyer to merge with Nortide, creating Haymeyer Nortide AG. The complementary crypto market makers unite to deliver better prices and a superior service to their clients and counterparties. Haymeyer LLC, a Chicago-based market maker in digital assets, today announced its agreement to merge its electronic liquidity provision business with Nortide Capital AG, with its operational subsidiaries Nortide Trading AG and Nortide Brokerage AG, a Swiss-based market maker in digital assets. The new firm, Haymeyer Nortide AG, will dedicate itself to serving users of cryptocurrencies globally and will be headquartered in Zug, Switzerland. My comment, Haymeyer goes global and we might see Chris Haymeyer real estate shopping in Zug. Here is a story from the Financial Times. We must vaccinate the world now. The cost of jabs for all would be a rounding error. It is also the only way to end the pandemic for good. The world economy is recovering from the depths of the COVID-19 crisis, but that crisis will not depart for good until the pandemic is under control. Since the virus knows no frontiers, it cannot be under control anywhere unless it's under control everywhere. The alternative is for us to remain inside national prisons indefinitely. Alas, that is what we risk if leaders do not raise their gaze from their own countries. My comment, there is but one mission, to save human beings from this pandemic, so this is the right thing to do. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Man who spent $446 million on pizza has invites for Tesla fans. Hi, Olga here. Laszlo Hanyez said he wouldn't spend his Bitcoin on a Tesla. Henyes knows what he's talking about. In 2010, he paid 10,000 bitcoins worth about $446 million at current prices for two pizzas. It was the first known commercial transaction of cryptocurrency. Back then, Bitcoin's price stood at less than a penny. It hit an all-time high of about $47,000 on Tuesday, the day after Tesla Inc. said it bought $1.5 billion in Bitcoin and will accept the digital currency for the purchase of cars. My comment: when I was a small boy and would take baths in the bathtub, there was a soap we would use called Mr. Bubbles. From now on, when I think of Mr. Bubbles, I will think of Elon Musk. Here is a story from the New York Times. Do Fed policies fuel bubbles? Some see GameStop as red flag. Analysts warn that low interest rates are promoting speculative bubbles. The Fed itself has downplayed the possibility that it is behind asset prices. Before it fueled the run-up in GameStop stock, Wall Street Bets, the Reddit message board, had another claim to fame. It helped popularize a series of memes centered on the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome H. Powell and his central bank's policy of keeping interest rates near rock bottom while buying government bonds to bolster the economy. My comment: after the GameStop episode, there's a shortage of red flags in the U.S. Here's a story from Reuters via Financial Post. Reddit user who appeared to tip Tesla's Bitcoin buy reveals himself as German prankster on acid. A Reddit user who claimed in a post a month ago to be a Tesla Inc. insider and knew about the electric car maker's purchase of Bitcoin said on Tuesday that his assertions were not true. The user's original post stating Tesla was buying Bitcoin drew little attention when it appeared on January 2nd, but it received a second look this week after the electric car maker and its CEO Elon Musk disclosed a $1.5 billion investment in the cryptocurrency that sent Bitcoin to fresh highs. My comment: I dream of Bitcoin when I have acid reflux. Here is the press release from OSTC. OSTC and Evenbreak announced partnership to promote employment equity for disabled workers. OST, one of the world's leading derivatives trading and education companies, today has announced a partnership with the disability job board Evenbreak to promote employment equality for disabled workers. My comment: nice work, chaps. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was CBS. This morning's Alex Kearns died thinking he owed hundreds of thousands of dollars for stock losses on Robinhood. His parents have sued over his suicide. Second was Crane's GameStop-fueled lawsuits could force Citadel to pry open its black box. Third was the Wall Street Journal's Hong Kong Exchange's names J.P. Morgan's Nicholas Agazun as CEO. Nicholas Agazun was also our Markets Wiki page of the day yesterday. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. As mentioned, we're almost at the 200 million mark. The site now has 199,937,000 pages viewed, with 25,348 pages on the site. There have been 230,145 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.